Love Chicago, love Lollapalooza. Thanks for being here, having us. Stay safe. Drink a lot of water. Look after the people next to you.
Lollapalooza, Chicago's biggest annual music festival, recently released their lineup for this coming summer. The music festival is set to take over Grant Park August 1st through 4th, promising performances from over 170 bands, according to their official website. With Lollapalooza approaching its 20th year anniversary with Chicago as its home, it has become an essential part of summer in the city, reeling in hordes of concertgoers every year without fail. What might motivate one to attend such a festival? For newcomers like Weinberg Jr., Sari Eisen, Lollapalooza appears like the perfect place for music lovers to delve into a fresh and unique new experience.
I love live music. I'm like always down for a concert, and I've never been before. But I've never been to a real outdoor, like people are really into it concert. So I'm a little just curious to see what that's like.
For veterans like Joliet Junior College nursing student Nicole Moshi, prior years have provided unforgettable memories that she can only recreate by attending again.
It was honestly one of the greatest experiences I had last year. My feet were burning because I went all 4 days, but I'm so excited to relive that this year. I saw so many of my favorite artists.
And for Weinberg sophomore Liv Salaturo, the talent promised by this year's stellar lineup was enough to lure her in.
I really liked the artists, like multiple on a lot of different days. I had trouble even deciding which days to go because there were so many people I liked.
So who are the artists that people are excited to see? These are just a few of the major acts set to appear on the Lollapalooza stage.
I love Hozier.
I'm excited to see TV Girl.
Dominic Fike.
I'm very excited about Renee Rapp and Chapel Roan.
Hippocampus.
Melanie Martinez,
Tate McRae,
Pierce the Veil,
Kesha,
Stray Kids. I'm excited for Stray Kids. SZA, She's time with Stray Kids, I'm going to make it work.
It's not rare for Lollapalooza to boast a star-studded lineup, and this year is no exception. With a diverse group of performers across numerous genres, there's something for everyone to love.
When the lineup dropped, I was very excited because two of my favorite artists are going to be there, one as a headliner and one as just like a regular daytime performer.
I think it's a pretty even stack up. I think it's split up pretty nicely. I like how this year there's more opportunities for like rock artists like Deftones and Pierce the Veil. They always bring a bunch of different music genres. Like there's the indie, there's classic rock, K-pop. It's pretty exciting.
I think it's a lot more targeted toward Gen Z or like the like music taste of younger age groups, considering how much more relevant it is for me. And I've heard from like a lot of my friends and even my younger sisters are super interested in going this year. That's never happened before.
This year, the lineup appears to be both well-rounded and evenly spread across all 4 days of the festival. While this is an incredible advantage for those committed to going all 4 days, it presents quite the dilemma for those planning on attending one or two.
I have an internship this summer and I can't really take off for Lala, so I'm going for Thursday because Hozier is a headliner, which means he'll be at night. I was really hoping that Hozier and Renee Rapp would both be on the weekend, and neither of them are on the weekend.
I decided to go all 4 days because I like the people who are playing all 4 days. The first day, I only kind of care about Tyler, the Creator, and I think a few of the other sub-artists. I don't remember off the top of my head, but I am going all 4 days because I'm just so excited. I have to do it again.
I haven't even completely decided yet. A lot of people I know want to go Thursday and Friday, but for me, I am locating Saturday and Sunday. First off, because there will be less of a crowd, hopefully, but also a lot of people are going that I know are going on Friday for SZA. I've already seen SZA, but I might end up having to go Thursday and Friday because that's when all my friends are going anyway.
Regardless of whether you go for one day or all four, this year's lineup ensures a unique and memorable experience for all who attend. For WNUR News, this is Izzy Perea.